Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. I'm your host, James Lopez, and today is episode 72. Thank you once again for all of your support, comments, and especially the shares of the podcast. To keep it 100, I don't do marketing like that. I'm one of those people that focuses on the impact, and marketing seems fake to me at times. People love marketing what they don't do or only the best part of their lives or businesses. To me, that's lame. And due to that, I don't pay for ads, I don't beg influencers to push my content, and as you already know, I turn down press like they are the boogeyman. I'm scared of those guys. I hate press the most, but that's neither here nor there. I mentioned all of this because your shares and word of mouth really made this crazy 2020 a real dope one for us on this side. So once again, thank you. You guys not only paid it forward by sharing this with other dads, but you gifted me by showing me that hard work doesn't go unnoticed. Last week, I spoke about paying it forward and why our kids need it. The amount of emails and messages I received after that was insane. It's dope knowing that there are dads out there that are really focused on educating their kids and that my words can help guide you a bit. As always, I don't know it all. My words are not the blueprint, but they are words that resonate with others putting in work. So don't ever forget, your way might just be the right way to do it. Don't hesitate to do so. Do you? Learn and get better. That's the best gift we can ever give our kids anyway, us. And that leads us to today's topic, fatherhood being the greatest gift we could ever receive. Christmas and Hanukkah are here, which means it's time to start thinking about gifts. And that right there can be easy for some and very difficult for others for many reasons. Today, I want to talk about our presence not being valued in dollars, being a blessing to others while waiting to be blessed, and why we are each other's greatest gifts. As a child, I was raised in poverty, but was still spoiled. And when Christmas came around, man, I only expected the best. Like the time my dad bought me my own color TV so I could play Atari on it without fighting my big bro all the time. Yeah, I'm that old. If I wanted it, my pops got it for me. He didn't go crazy breaking the bank or buying me 20 toys. He would get me one to two or two big items and call it a day. I was known as the kid on the block that got all the cool shit. But the greatest gift I ever got wasn't a TV or Nintendo. I didn't know it back then, but now I do. My dad was the greatest gift. He was my greatest gift. Mom too, but we are talking about pops here, so let's keep it that way. His presence, day in and night out, was what shaped me to be who I am now. I didn't know what it felt like to not have pops around like my friends did because my pops was present, and he made sure to always make his presence felt. I was naive to how special that was. As a child, I valued the gifts he got me over the presents because his presence was the norm. Now, as an adult, I can confidently say that our presence, the presence of a dad, isn't valued in dollars or what we can buy. It's valued by our impact. And the only way we can make an impact is being there. Whether you are co-parenting or live with your kids, that presence is everything. It feels good. It feels real good buying them everything we can. But the real impact is us. We are the real gifts. Don't believe me? Ask a man whose dad wasn't around. Most of the time, that's all they ever wanted from pops. Not the cool Jordans or cool gift cards we can buy over the web. That's easy to do, even if you're broke. The harder part is being there and impacting someone's lives. That someone being your kids. I won't drill you. You know how it feels to have a dad around. Or maybe you know what it's like to not have one around. But no matter what, now you have the chance to give them the greatest gift they can ever have. A dad that loves them and will do anything to make sure his presence is never begged for. Our presence isn't valued in dollars. Don't you ever forget that. Go make your presence felt. Don't have it like that? You don't need to. When I interviewed Jason Maiden of Superheroic during season one of the podcast, he hit me with this line. He said, "You can be a blessing while you're waiting on your blessings." Let me repeat that for you. You can be a blessing while you're waiting on your blessings. How dope is that? Let that sink in, because when I first heard it, it made me stop and think about all the corny excuses we sometimes use as a dad. Christmas, or any other holiday for the matter, isn't special because of the money spent. It's special because someone else thought about you. Even the smallest gift can be a big one to the right person. When Jason said that, I thought about the first 3 years of being an entrepreneur. Man, I was broke. We had money to handle bills, but those random moments of me splurging on sneakers or whatever I wanted died down pretty quick. It left me feeling down because at times I thought about all the gifts I couldn't buy my kids. They never asked for much, but I wanted to give them everything anyway. I felt I couldn't do that. At times I asked myself, how could I bless them if the entrepreneurship gods didn't bless me yet? Somehow Christmas always worked out and the kids got more than they asked for. Sometimes they got more than I thought I could give them. But the real window was me being there. You see the theme for this podcast, right? It's all about our presence. I remember 1 year my family and I did a give back with a school. Wifey dressed up as Barney or some shit like that. I don't even remember. I handled one of those huge blow up obstacle courses for the kids. You know, the one that you try to race them. Sometimes you get stuck and then you look foolish, but they're fun to do. I looked at all of these kids in need and told Wifey, I wish we were millionaires so I could hook them up the right way. As corny as it sounds, she set me straight. She said, you being here helping them is a blessing. Remember that line Jason said? You can be a blessing while you're waiting on your blessings? Yeah, about that. I felt that on that day and didn't even realize it. I left there happy as fuck. Everything I needed for the holidays was there. I was able to help others while having my family around. That was the gift right there. And it leads me to my last point. Fatherhood allows you to realize that for any holiday that might pop up, the gift doesn't matter. Having each other does. We, meaning our kids and us, are truly the best gifts either of us can receive. Think about it. Did you know how dope dad life would be before having kids? I'm sure you said to yourself, I'll be a dope dad, but you really didn't know how that would happen until you became one. Sometimes as a dad, we don't know what we want or how good we have it until we have it. And in this case, our kids are everything. They are everything we didn't know we needed, but yet we got them. But that's not where it ends. We are lucky to have our kids, that's a fact. But let's not forget how lucky they are to have us. Us meaning the real fathers in their lives. People that care for their well-being before we even care for ourselves. People that will give up their lives to make sure their kids are good. If you are an active dad, then you are their greatest gift. The lessons that come from us can only come from us, the fathers. Your wife, your girlfriend, your ex, the baby mom, whatever you want to call them, they can't teach your kids dad's side of life. Only we can do that. And when we do, damn, our kids are blessed beyond belief. And then there are days when we don't feel right, when everything we do goes left. Who comes to save us? Is it the gifts that we got? Nah, it's our kids. Whether it's a phone call saying they love you or a hug in person, these little and sometimes grown kids can change everything. If that's not one of God's greatest gifts, I don't know what is. As the holidays approaches, we sometimes forget about what matters the most, each other. We lose sight of everything looking for the perfect gift when we have the perfect gifts in our lives already. Those perfect gifts are our kids. Now, that doesn't mean you don't hook them up with that new PS5 or Xbox, or even the highly coveted Supreme clothes. It just means that those materialistic gifts will never ever replace you. Your presence or worth isn't valued in dollars. We can still be a blessing while waiting to be blessed ourselves. And most importantly, your little family. Yeah, that little family that you have is the biggest and greatest gift we can ever receive. Real fathers don't need a holiday to remind them how blessed they are to have the greatest gifts in the world, meaning their kids. We just know it. Keep making your presence felt, fellas, and we will see you in 2021 with season 3 of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Stay blessed, stay dangerous, and continue to show the world that we fathers, we matter more than the world will ever tell us. Let's get it, fellas. Fatherhood is Lit.